The Immortal Man. Chapter 111. Are you saying that I'm not worthy of you? Xavier questioned. What do you think? Josephine retorted. All of a sudden, he gave a self-derisive laugh. Yes, I'm not worthy of you with my lowly status. But why would you rather date someone who had been to prison instead of giving me a chance? Am I even lowlier than an ex-convict? He abruptly became emotional, and his tone turned harsh. Upon hearing that, Josephine frowned. Whomever I date has nothing to do with you, and you don't have the right to question me about that. Do you know the kind of person Kai is? Not only is he an ex-convict, but he's also a Lothario. Do you know that he already has a girlfriend? You've been duped. As Xavier spoke, he fished out his phone and showed her the photos of Kai with Hilda. Josephine stared at the photos, her expression turning increasingly grim until her brows scrunched deeply. Xavier inwardly crowed with delight when he glimpsed her expression and immediately added fuel to the fire, saying, "This girl is known as Hilda Wallace, and she's his girlfriend. They're childhood sweethearts and are now colleagues at Sentiment Chemical Limited. It was even him who recommended her to work there." Josephine said nothing, merely staring at the two people in the photo silently. "My feelings for you are genuine, Josephine. I'll never dupe you. What's so great about him? How is he better than me?" Xavier continued pouring out his heart to her. Slap. Just a moment after he had finished speaking, Josephine slapped him across the face hard without warning. That blow blindsided Xavier, and he gaped at her incredulously. He could not fathom why she struck him. "How dare you take photos of Kai secretly? Did you think that I'll accept you by doing so? You're wrong. You're so very wrong. I believe that he'll never dupe me, and you don't need to come to me with these photos either. You wanted to know how he's better than you, didn't you? Fine, I'll enlighten you. You can't even hold a candle to him." With that said, Josephine shouldered her bag before she got to her feet and left. As Xavier rubbed his cheek that had turned bright red from the slap, a terrifyingly vicious glint entered his eyes. "You're forcing my hand, Josephine. You drove me to this," he hissed through gritted teeth, enunciating every single word. When Josephine had exited the restaurant, her brows creased once more. Although she claimed to believe Kai and did not care about the photos in the least, she had long gone on the warpath upon seeing them. Women were envious, so she could not possibly be unfazed at the sight of her man acting so intimate with another woman. Taking out her phone, she called Kai straight away. She had been searching for the medicinal herbs in the past few days, so she had not contacted him. Never had she expected him to hook up with another woman behind her back. At that precise moment, Kai was having lunch with Hilda and Maria. Due to the short lunch break, they could only eat at a roadside stall near the office. When he saw it was a phone call from Josephine, he promptly got up and went to the side to take the call. "Where are you?" Josephine demanded, cutting straight to the chase. I am at home." Kai did not want her to know that he was presently working at her company. Besides, he was not planning to work there for long and would resign after gathering all the herbs and finding the spiritual brush to restore his mother's eyesight. That was because he wanted to focus on training as the 15th of July was drawing ever closer. If his capabilities did not reach the required standard, he would not be able to go to Nameless Island. Hearing his answer, Josephine tried her best to suppress the fury blazing within her. At home? Okay, stay at home then. After saying that, she hung up on him. Chapter 112. Baffled, Kai went back to his table and continued eating. Shortly after the lunch break, Kai sorted out the arrears. He planned to send the information over to Tommy and let him handle it. If the latter could not manage, he would then personally pay the debtors a visit. Otherwise, it would be a waste of time to do everything himself. Just as he was doing so, there was a sudden commotion in the sales department. On the heels of that, everyone shot their gazes in the direction of the office and whispered among themselves. That had Kai's curiosity piqued, so he went over to Maria and asked, "What happened?" Glancing at him, Maria uttered coldly, "Go back to your desk and do your work. Ms. Sullivan has just arrived. She hasn't been here for some time, and no one knows why she's visiting the sales department this time. Anyhow, she has now gone into the office. Stay on your toes, and don't offend her lest you drag me into trouble." In response, Kai frowned slightly. "Miss Sullivan? Josephine is here." At his question, everyone instantly cut their gazes at him. Maria shot daggers at him and snarled, "Are you sick of living? Miss Sullivan isn't someone you can address on a first-name basis. Don't make any trouble for me." Everyone distanced themselves from him, afraid that they would be dragged into the mess if he said anything to offend Josephine. "Hurry up and return to your work, Kai. Don't talk nonsense anymore." Hilda dragged Kai back to his desk to resume his work. Right then, Zane was in his office with his eyes closed, planning to take a nap after having had some wine during lunch. When he heard the click of his office door, he did not open his eyes since he knew no one else would come over at such a time other than his subordinates. Besides, the only person who dared to enter his office without knocking was Maria. If anyone else dared to do so, they would be reprimanded by him. "You came at an opportune time, Maria. Come over and massage my temples for a bit. I've got a mild headache," he murmured with his eyes closed. As Josephine stared at the man, a layer of frost blanketed her face. "Are you asking me to massage your temples for you?" When her words rang out, Zane's eyes popped open at once. The instant he saw Josephine standing in front of him and regarding him chillingly, his expression changed in the blink of an eye. Thud! He hastily leaped to his feet, only to trip and fall in his haste. Enduring the intense pain shooting through him, he scrambled to his feet and hustled over to her with an ingratiating expression. "Ms. Sullivan, why are you here? If I don't come, are you planning to turn the office into a massage parlor?" Josephine remarked icily. "No, no. Of course not. I wouldn't dare do that. Please forgive me, Ms. Sullivan." Zane was so frightened that he shook his head profusely, almost going to his knees. Josephine did not comment further but headed to the desk. Seeing that, Zane quickly pulled the chair out for her. After taking her seat, she ordered, "Call Kai to come in." "Jay Kai?" Zane was startled, puzzled as to how she knew Kai. Why is she looking for him? Did you not hear me? Josephine frowned as she asked. Ah. Yes, I'll go and get him right away. Terrified, Zane ran out post haste. As soon as those gossiping in the sales department saw him coming out of his office, they hurriedly dispersed and went back to their respective desks, feigning diligence. However, their eyes remained fixated on the man. They were all desperate to know why exactly Josephine suddenly came to the office. The next thing they saw was Zane striding over to Kai's desk. Kai, Ms. Sullivan wants to see you. Watch your tongue when you're in there, he said. Kai stood up and headed toward the office. He knew Josephine had undoubtedly come over in search of him, so he was not at all surprised. Why does Ms. Sullivan want to see him? How strange. She isn't acquainted with him, so why is she asking for him first thing when she comes over? Could it be that she's here to look for him because he managed to collect Dexter Murphy's debt? Come on. Mr. Carlson hasn't reported that to the higher UPS, so how could she possibly know about it? Everyone whispered among themselves, curious as to why Josephine was here to look for Kai. Chapter 113. Hilda, do you know if Kai is acquainted with Ms. Sullivan? Otherwise, why would she be inquiring for him? Maria asked Hilda, curious. After all, Hilda had made Kai's acquaintance long ago, so Maria reckoned she might know his affairs well. Alas, Hilda shook her head. I don't know, but he has just gotten out of prison, so he probably doesn't know a big shot like her. On second thought, Maria felt that it indeed made sense. He was in prison for 3 years, so how could he possibly be acquainted with Josephine? I just hope he doesn't run his mouth in front of her and drag us all down, she said, fretting. For some inexplicable reason, she found Kai highly unreliable. He'll never do that. On the contrary, Hilda had absolute trust in the man. Meanwhile, Kai awkwardly pushed the door open and walked into the office. At the sight of Josephine sitting there, he grinned. Didn't you say you were at home? She demanded coldly. I'm indeed at home. I've now considered the office my home, he answered as a light bulb went off in his head. Who is Hilda Wallace? She questioned, going straight to the point. Will you believe me if I say that she's my sister? Kai asked in return, his eyes trained on her. In response, Josephine chuckled coldly. Do you think I'll believe that? Flashing her an awkward smile, Kai had no choice but to come clean about his relationship with Hilda. Hilda and I are just longtime neighbors. Our relationship isn't what you think. Josephine felt much more at peace after listening to his explanation. In truth, she trusted him, but she wanted to hear him say it personally. I did not make any assumptions about your relationship with her. The two of you can do whatever you want. That has nothing to do with me. How presumptuous of you. She rolled her eyes, though inwardly, she was elated. Kai could tell that she was no longer angry, so he queried, how did you know I'm here? And how did you know about Hilda? He was rather curious to know how she learned that he was currently working at her company. After all, he was just an ordinary employee, so news about him joining the company could not have possibly reached Josephine's ears. If that were truly the case, she would have long since died from exhaustion. Josephine got to her feet. "Never you mind that. You could have just told me if you wanted a job, and I could have appointed you as the general manager right away. Why do you want to be a sales representative? Besides, you don't lack that paltry sum. I don't want to be the general manager, and I don't have the time for that. I only came to work here to appease my parents. Otherwise, they'd worry about me. Besides, I still have tons of things to do, so I won't be staying here for long." Kai hastily waved his hands to decline the offer since he did not want to be shackled to the company. "Oh right, why don't your parents want to live at Dragon Bay anymore? Isn't the environment there pretty good?" Josephine asked in puzzlement as she again remembered how Gary and Hannah insisted on leaving the mansion. "I'm not sure either." Kai shook his head, for he still did not know why his parents were adamant about leaving Dragon Bay and even said those things to him. Then, he continued, "But I feel as though someone said something to them, and that made them leave." No sooner had he said that than realization dawned upon Josephine. "I know. It must have been Xavier. He's really too much. He thinks that I'll take a fancy to him by doing so. So insidious of him." "Xavier? The general manager?" Kai was stunned for a moment. At long last, he understood why Xavier suddenly appeared during his interview back then and employed him. "It turns out that he has long since known about me and also my relationship with Josephine." Chapter 114. "Yes, that's him. He has been courting me for years, but I've never fancied him." Josephine was annoyed when Xavier's name was brought up. "How about this? I'll explain it to Mr. and Mrs. Chance myself. After all, Dragon Bay is the perfect place for retirement. That's not necessary. My parents are happy where they are now. Besides, they have neighbors accompanying them to pass the time. Perhaps we can talk about it sometime in the future," Kai suggested. Josephine nodded as she picked up her bag and walked toward the door. Suddenly, she turned back and said, "Don't hesitate to tell me if someone bullies you, okay? If worse comes to worst, I can just fire Xavier. Do you think there's anyone capable of bullying me?" Kai smiled cheekily. Amused by Kai's sense of humor, Josephine left with a smile on her face. "Who am I kidding? I watched Kai defeat Steven with my own eyes. Surely no one in this company could bully Kai." Zane rushed into the office as soon as Josephine stepped out. "Kai, what did Ms. Sullivan talk to you about?" With a cold gaze, Kai answered, "I'm not telling you." Kai exited the office after that, leaving Zane in absolute anger. "Hey, Kai. Just because you collected a debt, that doesn't mean you can disrespect me. I'm your manager." Zane screamed at the top of his lungs. The rest of the staff gathered around Kai the moment they saw him coming out. They were all curious about the conversation Kai had with Josephine. To their dismay, Kai kept his mouth zipped. Kai was busy compiling the documents on all the debtors throughout the afternoon. He then sent the documents to Tommy. Just minutes away from getting off work, Xavier dropped by the sales department. His visit had unsettled the whole department because the employees were worried that he might order them to work overtime. "Hi, Mr. Jennings." Zane rushed to greet him. Xavier scanned the floor before purposefully gazing at Kai. He then said to Zane, "Mr. Carlson, due to the exemplary performance of your department, I'd like to buy everyone dinner. Make sure everyone will be there. The venue is Vintage Restaurant." Xavier turned to leave after making the announcement while Zane stood rooted to the spot. Surprised, Maria walked toward Zane and asked, "Did Mr. Jennings just say he wants to buy us dinner? Not only that, but he also complimented our performance." Zane was equally startled. He nodded and wondered out loud, "What has gotten into Mr. Jennings today? Is he all right?" Truth be told, Xavier had never treated them to a meal before. Furthermore, Zane was constantly lambasted for debt collection issues during corporate meetings. The former's sudden change of attitude caught everyone off guard. "Mr. Carlson, isn't that good news? Why are you still standing there like a lemon? Quickly let the others know." Lydia was very excited upon hearing the announcement. "Oh, you're right." Zane regained his senses and informed the others hurriedly before any of them leave the building. "Mr. Jennings said to make sure that everyone will be there. Listen up, everyone. Mr. Jennings is very pleased with our performance. Hence, he'd like to invite all of us for dinner. He explicitly said that everyone in our department must be there." The staff started cheering upon hearing that. "Wow! Vintage Restaurant? That's awesome. That's one of the best restaurants in Horrington. It's as famous as Glamour Hotel. What's with Mr. Jennings' sudden act of generosity? I have to go touch up my makeup. I must look my best for Mr. Jennings." Suddenly, everyone was rushing to get themselves ready for dinner. The ladies stormed the washrooms to freshen themselves up. Chapter 115. "Zane, you must take this opportunity and do your best to impress Mr. Jennings. If he likes you, he might offer you a managerial position in the procurement department. Now, that's a good opportunity," Maria encouraged. "Yeah, don't worry. I'll do everything I can so that I can buy a house at Dragon Bay as our residence." Zane nodded enthusiastically. Upon hearing that, a blissful smile emerged on Maria's face. Unlike the others, Kai was less thrilled. He frowned as he sensed that the dinner might play a part in Xavier's plot against him. However, he couldn't care less. "Try as you may, I'm ready for it." Within a few minutes, everyone was ready to leave for Vintage Restaurant. Unlike the others, Hilda and Kai didn't drive to work. "Hilda, come. I'll drive you." Maria waved at Hilda. "Thank you, Maria." Hilda got in the car and smiled gratefully at Hilda. "You're welcome. Sit tight." Maria then sped off. "Oh no, how about Kai? We've left him behind, Maria." Hilda thought Maria would offer Kai a ride as well. "No way I'm fetching him. He'll only dirty my car. The others are behind us, so he can bum a ride off them instead," sniffed Maria. Hearing that, Hilda kept mum. "That's true. Kai could just ride in any of the cars behind us." However, none of them offered Kai a ride. Instead, Each and every one of them drove past him hurriedly. Troy, in his run-down second-hand car, meant to pull over for Kai as he approached the ladder. But right behind him, Zane kept honking for him to leave instead. All Troy could do was cast a helpless glance at Kai before leaving him behind as well. Following closely behind, Zane was about to drive past Kai. Abruptly, he pulled over right next to Kai. But instead of offering him a ride, Zane rolled down his window and mocked, "Kai, do you realize how unpopular you are? Not even one car stopped for you." Unstirred, Kai responded with a cold smile. Zane then took Kai's silence as a weakness and said smugly, "Get yourself a taxi. Don't worry, you can pass me the bill tomorrow. I'll reimburse your ride." At the sight of Zane gloating, Kai snorted, "Reimbursement? That's unnecessary. Who knows, I might arrive at the restaurant before you. Pft. Unless you somehow grow a pair of wings and fly, there's no way you'll arrive first." Zane burst into laughter and sped off. As Kai watched Zane speed off, he gathered his spiritual energy in his abdomen before transferring it toward his legs. Although he couldn't fly yet, he could still run faster than a car. Just before he wanted to take off, a Bentley arrived before him. It was Tommy. Surprised by his arrival, Kai asked with a puzzled tone, "What are you doing here, Tommy?" "My lord, some of the debtors were so spooked that they handed over the money as soon as they heard my voice. Unfortunately, your company's financial department has already gone off work. So I brought the money to you instead." It turned out that Tommy gave all the debtors a call after receiving the documents from Kai. Fearing for their lives, the debtors wanted to pay Sentiment Chemical Limited off right away. But since the financial department left the building earlier, none of them could make the payments. Hence, they gave the money to Tommy instead. "Did he come all the way here just for that?" Amused, Kai chuckled, and said, "There's no rush for that. You can pass the money directly to the company tomorrow." Chapter 116. "Where are you going, my lord?"
"I can send you," Tommy asked. "I'm going to Vintage Restaurant for dinner."
"Yes, that will be great.
How convenient.
I can save up my spiritual energy."
"You're going to Vintage Restaurant for dinner?"
Tommy was stunned for a moment.
"My lord, that place belongs to Crimson Dragon Gang. After what you've done to Steven, they might take revenge on you if they see you there." "Who would have thought that Vintage Restaurant belongs to Crimson Dragon Gang?"
"Even so, I have nothing to fear. It's just dinner. Nothing's going to happen. Even if someone were to get hurt, it'd be Crimson Dragon Gang, anyway," Kai said expressionlessly.
"Well, that's true. Judging by Kai's capabilities, he should have no trouble dealing with those lackeys of Stevens."
Tommy then opened the car door for Kai, and the two of them headed toward Vintage Restaurant. On the other hand, after humiliating Kai, Zane was on cloud nine. He was even singing to himself while on the journey to the restaurant. But just as he was having the time of his life, a car drove past him at a ridiculously high speed.
"What the hell? Has he lost his mind?" Zane instinctively yelled. But as soon as he saw that it was a Bentley that drove past him, he peed himself a little.
Since he knew it was most probably someone of status and power, he wouldn't dare to offend the driver. A commoner wouldn't have been able to afford a Bentley in Horrington. While Kai was on his way to Vintage Restaurant, there was a bearded middle-aged man sitting in a luxurious managerial office in the restaurant. The man had a scar on the corner of one of his eyes. He was trimming his cigar while four buffed men stood behind him. The men filled the atmosphere with a sense of violence. The middle-aged man was the manager of Vintage Restaurant, Felix Lawson. He was one of Crimson Dragon Gang's lieutenants. Stephen gave Felix the responsibility of managing Vintage Restaurant because he was a highly valued subordinate of Stephen. The other man Felix was having a meeting with was none other than Sentiment Chemical Limited's general manager, Xavier. Xavier had brought along a briefcase with him to the meeting. Facing five intimidating men, his facial expression was rather tense. After Felix was done trimming his cigar, he took a puff and asked, "What's your business here?" "Mr. Lawson, I need you to help me get rid of someone," Xavier said respectfully. "You know my rules, right?" Felix asked flatly. "Yes, I know. I have 1 million here. The person I need you to get rid of is just a commoner. Hence, it shouldn't be too much of a problem." While Xavier was talking, he opened his briefcase filled with cash. Upon seeing the cash, Felix's lips quirked up. "All right. Give me his personal details, and I'll assure you he'll be wiped off the face of the earth within 3 days. Mr. Lawson, actually I've invited this person to have dinner here at Vintage Restaurant. I was hoping that you could somehow create a scene, and get rid of him there and then. That way, no one would be suspicious of me regarding his death." As much as Xavier wanted Kai gone, he was worried that if anything bad were to happen, Josephine might find out that he was the culprit. However, he would seem innocent as a lamb if Kai were to disappear after a row with Felix. "You want me to kill someone in Vintage Restaurant?" Felix furrowed his brows and continued, "Don't you know what kind of impact that'd have on my business? Mr. Lawson, don't worry. I'll further compensate you another $500,000 after it's done. I really need your help, Mr. Lawson," Xavier begged in despair. "All right, then. For the sake of money, I'll help you." Felix nodded. "I'll send some men over when you guys are having dinner. Thank you very much, Mr. Lawson." Xavier left right after. A wicked smile appeared on Xavier's face the moment he got out of Felix's office. "Once you're dead, Kai, Josephine will be all mine." Chapter 117. Soon after, Tommy and Kai arrived at the entrance of Vintage Restaurant. Tommy got out of the car first before opening the door for Kai. "My lord, I'll wait for you here. Just in case something bad happens, I'll be there immediately." Kai waved his hands dismissively and said, "That's unnecessary. You can go now." Tommy nodded and got back into the car. Right before Tommy left, Maria arrived in her red BMW. Hilda was in her car as well. They had arrived at the restaurant ahead of the others because they took off before everyone else. "Kai, did you come here in that Bentley?" Maria was slightly taken aback. Although she had seen Kai coming off the Bentley, she still couldn't believe her eyes. In response, Kai nodded slightly. "You came in a Bentley, Kai. If only I knew, I would have followed you instead. I've never sat in a Bentley before. Hilda was excited. However, she quickly realized that she might have offended Maria with her words. So she chuckled awkwardly and said, "Maria, no offense, all right. Your car is just as good." "Oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it." Knowing Hilda was a good-natured girl, Maria wasn't bothered. The thing that was actually bothering Maria was the fact that Kai came in a Bentley. "Kai, whose Bentley is that?" Maria questioned. "It's my friend's," he answered nonchalantly. "You have a friend who could afford a Bentley." Maria was puzzled because, in a city as small as Horrington, there was only a handful of people who could afford a Bentley costing a few million. Before Kai could answer, Zane and the others had arrived. They gasped in amazement when they saw the majestic vintage restaurant. "Troy, park your lousy car elsewhere before you humiliate us," Zane roared. Feeling helpless, Troy had no choice but to move his car. Zane and the others then walked toward Vintage Restaurant with prideful expressions. When they arrived at the entrance, everyone was surprised to see Maria and Kai. "Kai? How did you get here so fast?" Zane couldn't believe that Kai had arrived before him. "I told you I'd get here before you, didn't I?" Upon seeing Zane's perplexed reaction, Kai couldn't help but grin. The others were just as confused because they had all driven past Kai at the office. "Kai, did you fly here? I bet you took a shortcut. That's so creepy. I didn't see him drive past me." All of them gazed at Kai in disbelief. "Kai got here in a Bentley," Hilda exclaimed proudly. Unsurprisingly, no one believed Hilda. Zane scoffed, "Kai in a Bentley? He's so poor I bet he doesn't even know what a Bentley looks like. He has definitely taken a shortcut in a taxi. And since he arrived before us, he shamelessly claims that he got here in a Bentley." "It's true." Maria saw it as well. Hilda jumped to Kai's defense. Kai, on the other hand, couldn't care less if they believed it or not. He didn't feel the need to explain himself on such a trivial matter. Everyone then shifted their gazes toward Maria. Zane asked, "Maria, is it true? Did Kai really come in a Bentley?" Maria nodded. "I did see him coming off from a Bentley." Chapter 118. After Maria confirmed Hilda's story, everyone believed it. Zane suddenly remembered being overtaken by a Bentley when he was on the way there. "Kai, did you hire a private Bentley just to get ahead of me? You must have spent a fortune. Is that really necessary?" Zane asked Kai scornfully. Determined to not give in, he desperately tried to discredit Kai. "No, that's not it. It was Kai's friend." Hilda once again defended Kai. She hated it whenever someone looked down on Kai. "Humph. Do you really think he has a friend who could afford a Bentley? If so, you're too naive. I bet you're the only one who believes him." Zane mocked, then he turned and asked the others, "Do you guys believe Kai?" "No way. He's so poor. There's no way he could have a rich friend." "Yeah, he's bluffing. I could bluff too and say that I have a friend who owns a private jet. He can bluff all he wants, but he should know the limits. He's too poor to make such a statement. Everyone took their turn to ridicule Kai. Despite having seen it with her own eyes, Maria was adamant that the Bentley driver wasn't Kai's friend. Out of all of them, Hilda was the only one who believed Kai. Upon seeing that Kai had kept quiet the whole time, Zane assumed that he had caught Kai with his pants down. He then yelled out cheerily, "Let's go in. Mr. Jennings is waiting for us. Before that, let me be clear about one thing. Whoever dares to get under Mr. Jennings' skin today, that person's doomed." Everyone nodded. Obviously, no one would dare to defy Zane, let alone Xavier. Zane led all of them to a private room Xavier had booked for them. Before going in, everyone was very self-conscious about how they looked. They wanted to look their best for Xavier. But when they were doing that, Kai went ahead and opened the door abruptly before going in. That had definitely caught Zane by surprise, and he was infuriated. Fortunately for them, Xavier hadn't arrived yet. "Kai? Are you crazy? How could you just open the door as you wish? Lucky for you, Mr. Jennings hasn't arrived yet. Or else he'd have been pissed off." Zane roared at Kai. The others followed suit. They were worried that his actions might get them in trouble. Unperturbed, Kai asked them sarcastically, "So? How else could I get in? Was I supposed to beg beforehand? Were your ancestors all slaves or something?" Kai's degrading words got the others even more worked up. Especially Zane, his face was flushed. "Kai, what gives you the right to act like you're above all of us? Slaves, you say? Fine. Don't come back to work anymore so you don't have to be a slave as well. I could fire you right now." Zane was fuming at the top of his lungs. The others were equally pissed. They wanted Zane to fire Kai right away. Maria was also glaring at Kai with anger. "How dare you bite the hand that feeds you? Did you forget where you came from?" Hilda was the only person who tried to speak up for Kai. "Kai didn't mean it, Mr. Carlson. Please calm down." Hilda was worried that Kai might actually get fired from such a lucrative job. "You're not capable of firing me," Kai said with an arrogant tone. "Even Xavier wanted me to stay. Do you think you can fire me as you wish? What did you say? I'm the manager of the sales department. I have the final say in every matter. You're an insignificant worker. Even if Mr. Jennings wishes to keep you around, I can definitely overrule him. I'm the most powerful person in the sales department." Zane's face was contorted with rage. Chapter 119. As soon as Zane was done shouting, the door to the room flung open, and Xavier walked in immediately. When Zane saw Xavier, he started having cold sweats profusely. "The things I said just now were so disrespectful toward him. What if he heard everything?" Mr. Jennings, Zane was so terrified that he was trembling uncontrollably. He pulled a chair for Xavier and said, "Mr. Jennings, please have a seat." Xavier sat down slowly while lifting his head and asked, "Mr. Carlson, I think I've heard you saying that you're the most powerful person in the sales department. Did I hear it wrongly?" Zane was dumbstruck. He came to his senses quickly and explained, "Mr. Jennings, I was talking nonsense. Everyone knows you have the final say in the company. Kai doesn't know how things work around here. So, I was just teaching him a lesson.
Well, as long as you know who's the boss.
Xavier's lips curved into a smile.
He then waved his hand, gesturing for everyone to sit.
Have a seat, everyone.
As everyone was sitting down, Kai walked over to sit next to Xavier.
Since Kai was aware of Xavier's intention, he wanted to size him up.
However, Zane was annoyed at the fact that Kai was sitting next to Xavier.
Hey Kai, know your place.
Do you think you have the right to sit there?
Since it was such a rare opportunity, Zane wanted to sit next to Xavier so that he could butter him up for a promotion.
But Kai had just ruined it for him.
Everyone else was glaring at Kai as well.
After all, he was just a newcomer.
If anyone were to deserve to sit by Xavier's side, it would be Zane and Maria.
What's wrong?
Why can't I sit here?
What right do you have to tell me where to sit?
Kai sneered.
Kai, stop playing dumb.
I know you're doing this on purpose.
Are you trying to lick Mr. Jennings' boots?
You're just a newcomer.
That seat is meant for Mr. Carlson.
Lydia was fuming as well.
Everyone in the room joined in to criticize Kai.
They were saying that Kai wanted to suck up to their general manager.
From their perspectives, their emotions were well justified because they felt that promotion should be based on seniority.
Kai took a quick glance at everyone with contempt.
Don't force your intentions onto me.
I don't care about you bunch of bootlickers.
I decide on where I want to sit.
Don't you dare to tell me otherwise.
While sitting next to Xavier, he turned and asked sarcastically, Mr. Jennings, am I not worthy of sitting next to you?
Come on, now.
If you dare to play tricks on me, I swear I'll make you pay.
Having heard the disrespectful remarks towards Xavier, the others were petrified.
Hilda, too, was getting worried on behalf of Kai.
Kai,
watch your tone when you speak to Mr. Jennings.
Get over yourself, Kai.
Of course, you're not worthy.
Don't take advantage of Mr. Jennings just because he's being friendly.
Get up now, Kai.
Everyone in the room was grumbling.
Zane was afraid that Kai might anger Xavier with his disrespectful demeanor.
Mr. Jennings, don't mind him.
Something's wrong with his head.
Don't get mad, Mr. Jennings.
In response, Xavier flashed a faint smile and said, "It's all right.
Let him sit here."
He then turned to Kai with a dark gaze.
It's good that youngsters are ballsy sometimes.
But be careful, that attitude might get you hurt one day.
Chapter 120.
Thank you for your wise advice, Mr. Jennings.
However, I can be stubborn at times.
Kai grinned from ear to ear.
Xavier merely flashed a smile and kept mum.
He assumed that Kai would get beaten up later.
Right, you'll see what comes next.
Although he was utterly dissatisfied, Zane had no choice but to let Kai keep his seat.
He then helplessly sat down on the other side of Xavier.
Maria, on the other hand, sat down next to Zane.
Maria was so angry that she was staring fiercely at Kai.
If you weren't here, I'd be sitting there now.
Then we could butter Mr. Jennings up so that Zane could be the manager of the procurement department.
I can then be promoted to the manager of the sales department.
I shouldn't have brought you into the company.
You're such a nuisance.
Kai, if it weren't for Mr. Jennings, do you think you can work here? Do you think you can ever afford to dine here? Mark my words, this is the first and last time you'll ever get to dine in at Vintage Restaurant. You're a piece of rubbish. Zane mocked with resentment written all over his face. In Zane's eyes, it was a good opportunity to show his support for Xavier by taking his side. Slap. But as soon as Zane completed his sentence, a tight slap landed on his face. Everyone gaped in astonishment. While everyone was staring at Zane, Zane's bewildered eyes were glued onto Kai. He didn't expect that Kai would dare to lay hands on him. Sat in between the two of them, Xavier furrowed his brows. How dare you do that in front of me? Kai's actions showed that he didn't have an ounce of respect for him. This is to teach you a lesson. The only reason I haven't beaten you up yet is for the sake of Mr. Saunders. But if you disrespect me one more time, I will definitely not hold back. Kai glared at Zane with murderous intent. Kai's glare was so intimidating that it sent shivers down Zane's spine. Kai, have you gone crazy? Why did you hit Zane? Maria thundered. How dare you hit Mr. Carlson? Do you really want to lose your job, Kai? You've gone over the line. You're just a salesperson. How dare you assault the manager of the sales department? You deserve to get fired. Everyone in the room spoke in Zane's defense. Kai, you better kneel before Mr. Carlson and beg for mercy. Otherwise, you'll get fired for sure. Lydia added while pointing her finger at Kai. Kai, why did you do that? Hilda didn't know what else to say because she never thought that Kai was capable of such an act. Fire me. Kai grinned. How could he fire me when Mr. Jennings is here? He's not qualified. Kai, I swear I'll kill you for this. After he took a moment to compose himself, Zane yelled in anger. Regardless of how intimidated he was, he had no choice but to stand up for himself. Otherwise, he'd lose the respect the others had for him. Slap. After Zane's taunt, he was getting up to have a go at Kai. Unfortunately for him, he was stopped in his tracks by another slap on his face. Kai was just too fast for Zane to handle. He couldn't get out of Kai's way. But as Kai was giving Zane a slap, his eyes were fixed on Xavier with contempt. Despite that, a grim expression remained on Xavier's face. Having gotten slapped twice, Zane was blazing with anger. He shouted, Kai, I'll.